Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. Man, this is going to be a great episode today. I can't wait. You see, I'm representing, got my squad right here. I cannot wait until tomorrow. All right, give my bro Tomo. Hey, shout out to Tomo yesterday. Hey, my man, you know, hosting that episode yesterday. It was a great boxing episode, and we're going to go up from there, all right? I'm going to get my man Dave. So how y'all doing, fellas?
I'm messing with y'all. Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. I just want to say, man, big shout out to Dave, man, for producing that episode yesterday, for one. I want to say shout out to Joe and Dave for getting the two guests, Greg and Fetch, you know. Bruh, that boxing episode was something, man. So, again, shout out to all the participants, Fats, Greg, Ricky, Tony. Man, I can't wait to the recap. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I can't wait to the recap either. But, Tomo, it's Friday. You already know what to do.
Man.
Turn me up.
Yeah, turn me up because the heat already turned up. You got my boy Joe over there sweating right now.
Thank you, man.
It's time to get it. It's Friday. Playing Friday. We play the Bulls today. It's our last shot to get in. Let's see what's going to happen. Hey, I'm ready for that recap, too. I think it's going to be good because my brother wants to be on that boxing episode. So, you know, he was sitting here itching like, man, nah, I should have been on. I said, well, you had your chance. So, there you go. What's up, G?
Let's get it. Yeah. What's up, Daryl? Appreciate you coming on. J-Mo, what's good, J-Mo? Hey, look, I don't sweat. Palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Arms. But look, all I got to say is, we want the Warriors. Can't wait to talk about that segment. Bruh. I cannot wait. So let's move on, y'all. All right, like this video. If you haven't liked this video, go ahead and like it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, y'all. Them subscribers going up. We're less than 40 away from hitting 600, y'all. We about to get to 1,000 soon. All right. Also, share this video, y'all. It's going to be a great episode. We're going to give y'all all our predictions of the playoffs. Right, who's gonna win the whole thing and everything? So make sure y'all get people to come on, share with somebody that y'all know so they can watch live with y'all. Also, you can be involved in the show by being in those comments. I mean, using that boxing episode yesterday, those comments were going crazy. All right, man. And you can be a part of it, y'all. Comment, we're gonna put them on the screen. We'll respond to some of the questions you have, some of the comments you have, some of the takes you have. All right, so just be involved in those comments. And then last but not least, Tomo, talk about those IG chats we have going on.
Look, man. Look, if you're a new subscriber, I'm going to tell you like this. If you're a new subscriber or if you're just a person that stumbled upon this video, make sure you subscribe. Hit the notifications, you know, like the videos. But look, go back to like the last month of episodes. I promise you. Literally, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you just this week of shows. If you want to know what goes down in these chats, just watch these. Go from the boxing episode, then watch that Pacers clip. I'm telling you. You're gonna want to be a part of these chats. Like if you're a person that has tough skin, like to talk trash, but also can dish out some jokes and take some jokes, like I said, with the tough skin part, you want to join these chats, man. And to be a part of these chats, man, again, you get the latest news, updates, and also everything I just named before. You know, it's kind of like a subscription. But we're gonna tell you about the ultimate tier. We'll tell you about that later as far as the refuse to lose chats. All the chats are on the logos below. You can be a part of any of those chats if you're just freelancing. Just say, hey, man, you hit up Refuse to Lose Sports on Instagram, and you just be like, look, I want to be in the NBA or the NFL or the MLB or the NCAA college football, college basketball, or the boxing chat. You can just hit us up and say, hey, man, I want to be a part of all the chats, or I want to be a part of that one of those specific chats, and we'll add you there. And again, we get the latest news. When I say latest news, you think like, well, ESPN give me that. It's like, no, but we get it before ESPN. Mm-hmm. Like, we literally are talking to Kyle Kuzma right now as he try to respond to what Spencer Dinwiddie had to say. So we going to have a tweet before y'all even know it comes up on Bleacher Report, ESPN, any of those apps. So again, hit us up on at Refuse to Lose Sports, and you could be a part of any of those chats.
Let's get it. And last but not least, man, enjoy the rest of the show. So we're going to kick it off and talk about these last two playing games. The first one I talk about is OKC versus the Timberwolves. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk about the recap of that OKC game, but it was a good game. It was a good game, right? Late at night. And Shai leading the way, going against Kat and Anthony Edwards, y'all. So, Tom, you're going to kick us off with this one. Who do you have winning this? Is it OKC or the Timberwolves?
You said it before I even can answer. Shai lead the way. This young team, man, I think on the last episode, the last time before we talked about it, I say shout out to Luke Dortz, and look what happened. He got like 20 points, man. The threes was raining. This young team, man, they coach very well. They're on a mission. I think Rudy Gobert is coming back. So this is really why I'm picking OKC, because you said it also, Joe. Cat plays better when Rudy isn't there. If you watch that Lakers game, he was playing better. Rudy was nowhere to be found. Now Rudy's coming back, so we don't know how that element's going to be. So I'm going with OKC.
All right.
Yep, same here. I'm going with OKC. I doubted – I can't say I doubted them, but I picked against them the last time. And I said that I wouldn't be surprised if this game is won because of Shea. And SGA did what he was supposed to do. And not only SGA did what he was supposed to do, that Josh Giddey almost had a triple-double, 31-10-9. This team is – I don't know. It seems like they're ready for the playoffs, man. And someone told me the Nuggets better be scared if they play OKC. Someone told me this. I'm not going to reveal my source yet, but someone told me that the Nuggets might get bounced in the first round.
Stop the cap.
Someone told me this. So it wasn't my. It's not what I said. See that right now. It's not what I said. It may happen, but SGA, Josh Giddey, Lu Dort, I think this team is they're young, but they seem hungry. They seem hungry right now. I think OKC wins. How now? The reason why I think they may not win, I'm picking OKC to win, but they may not win if Anthony Edwards shows up. If Anthony Edwards shows up, then I don't think that OKC can win again. Anthony Edwards didn't play well. In that game against the Lakers, he didn't play well at all. So, if he plays well, along with Cat playing well, then Minnesota can win. But if not, then OKC can win this game.
Dave, whoever told you that OKC gonna beat Denver, you should have told me.
My guy, you in the doghouse.
So you should have told him. All right, but look, for some reason, J-Mo, me and him, we be on the same page. He be reading my notes. All right. This is what J-Mo put in the comments. Edwards would not wet the bed again. I got the Wolves, even though SGA is my favorite player in the game. Nah, he's not my favorite player in the game. But I think SGA going to go off. I think he's going to have a great game. I like what he did last game. He was chilling the first half, and then he came out the third quarter aggressive. Like, he just went off, right? I think he had 30 second half points, if I'm not mistaken. So he went crazy in the second half. But I'm going with the Wolves for this reason. Number one. Cat gonna be a mismatch, all right. I think Cat gonna continue to play well. Anthony Edwards is not gonna have two games back to back like he did, all right. Now I do think the Lakers are a better defensive team than OKC, even though OKC is. I said this before. OKC forced a lot of turnovers, all right, but they can get guys. So I think Anthony Edwards gonna step up, but I don't see some people like Giddey getting 30 again, all right. I mean, like, that's why they won. It's not because Shea did his thing. It's because someone else outside of Shea stepped up. That's what I'm more so concerned about. I rely more on Cat and Anthony Edwards stepping up and having a great game versus Shea and somebody else stepping up having a great game. How about that? So I'm gonna go with the Timberwolves. I don't got them losing to OKC, but if they do, Shea going crazy. He's going crazy regardless. But Smiles got to step up.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he won't show up. What I'm saying is I'm not expecting him to only score 2 points. You know, he's going to do more than that. So now, is he going to score 30? That's the question. I don't know. 25, 30, I don't know. I'm not sure. He may score 10, 15. And if he does, he may score 20, but not sure. I just think OKC is primed to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, okay. I know why you and J-Mo get on the same page.
Yeah, that's true, right? But hey, we ain't always on the same page, right? I told you about that
conversation. We definitely need to bring that back up. Yeah,
we definitely do.
It was a heated combo, y'all. It was a heated combo. I'm sweating like I am right now. I'll tell you that right now. All right, so Timberwolves done. All right, we'll see. You know, we'll see. I would love to see OKC in the playoffs, though, but hey, I just got a Timberwolves winning.
That's the other brother going against the two brothers.
I know. So that theory don't work when it comes to that brother. All right.
Hey, it's okay. I'm the adopted brother, so I count in this sort of.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to our next topic. Our next game, play-in game, is your squad. Dave, boys, man. They look pretty good against Toronto. The boys look pretty good against Miami this season. Miami has to bounce back from the Atlanta Hawks loss. Dave, who's winning this game, he or boys?
I'm going with us. I'm going with my team. I'm riding with my team. We got – now, this is not me saying that they have no chance of beating us. I mean, they beat us 3-0 this year. So, they swept us in the season. So, they have – they should be the favorites in this game, and they are the favorites. They're a 5.5-point favorite against us. And we're at home, so that's something. But they've beaten us this year, and they've played better. They have better rebounding. This team is favored for a reason because they swept us. They played us better. They played better in their play-in game than what we did. This is why we're in this position. But I just feel like this is a game where Jimmy takes over.
Stop the cap.
Jimmy didn't play well. You're not used to this, Tomo, so you'll be okay.
I'm gonna have some words. Go ahead, finish. Go ahead. I'm at home right now, so go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You're at home right now, so just relax. We're the favorite. Wow, I didn't expect that. I thought the Bulls were the favorite.
I'm about to say, I'm gonna put a ball in right now. All
right, well, that was a little unexpected. But I feel like Jimmy's going to go off in this game. And it's not based on nothing he's done this year. It's just what I expect Jimmy to do. That's the kind of leader he is. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to crunch time and where it's a win-to-play-home game, he does whatever he can to win that game. Jimmy does it. But as this question says, will he be able to overcome the flaws of Bam Adebayo? I know what he says, but I don't expect Bam to not get at least 10 rebounds in this game. Now, this is not saying that he's not capable of having another bad game. He's very capable of having a bad game. He's done it multiple times in the playoffs before. And this is what I'm used to, Bam. Bam does not always play well in the playoffs. But I feel like this is a win-or-go-home game. And I'm not going to feel like, but this is. This is a win-or-go-home game. We either win or we're in the lottery. So, Bam, I'm expecting you to put up 20 and 10, 20 and 15. This is what I'm expecting for you tonight. And Jimmy is going to be Jimmy. I expect Jimmy to step up and play his game. And play like he did in that. Even though we lost in that game 7 against the Celtics, I expect him to play as well as he did in that game. In that game, he did whatever he could to bring us back, and was a 3-point away from putting us in the finals last year. So I expect him to do that now. So I'm predicting us to win. It's going to be close, but I'm expecting us to win, and it may even go to overtime. But I expect us to win this game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really playoff tight, close, down to the wire game tonight. I really think that. I think both teams are going to bring the intensity. I think it's going to be a real physical game. It's going to be a glimpse of what these playoffs are about to look like. All right? So I'm going to say that. But I'm going to go with the Bulls. I'm going to roll with the Bulls. All right? Now, I won't be surprised. Like I said, they're going to be a close game if y'all win. I'm picking the Bulls or the specific fact that offensively, like Jimmy will have to have that game that you're talking about there for y'all to win. I mean, we're not depending on Bam Adebayo right now. This is something we're not going to do right now. All right, we're going to focus on Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is going to have to carry y'all. He's going to have a 35-plus point game, shooting a good field goal percentage. But Zach LaVine, man, and DeMar DeRozan, man, them dudes right there. Y'all saw that game against Toronto? I was watching that game, y'all. Right, by the way, I picked Toronto. I picked the Boys. I think y'all took Toronto about this. And I said,
you don't have to
I said Patrick Beverly was going to be a problem. He turned it up defensively. He turned up defensively, and then Zach LaVine went crazy. I was watching that game. I was like, dang, Toronto looking really good right now. I don't know. The Bulls might lose this game. Then a switch is flipped, and they just turned up. So I'm picking Chicago because I'm trusting Zach LaVine. I think Zach LaVine is going to have another good game, him and DeRozan. I like how they did it, too. DeRozan kind of closed them out in the fourth, and LaVine started the run, basically. So they just high power offensively. And since Pat Bev been there, they've been defensively, they've been good with great intensity. So I don't think Bam's going to have a great game, but I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to turn up like we think he should. But if he does, y'all winning, but I'm picking the Bulls.
Yeah, I don't expect anyone to really pick us. I mean, we're not in prime position anyway, so I don't expect this, but I'm going to ride with my team.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm picking the Bulls. And it's not because of no player on the court. If DeMar DeRozan's daughter is going to be at the game, y'all off. Y'all just skipped over the fact that she helped them win that game. Did you see the Raptors at the free throw line?
Yeah.
I've never seen one person affect free throw percentage the way she did, man. Somebody said that she was defensive player of the year just because during the show, we literally it was live, and I got clipped up. I got added to the chat. I was like, live bet, I'm taking the Raptors because they were up 11. I didn't know baby girl was going to show up and scream her daddy into the next round. Shout out to her, man.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of the jokes, man, I'm picking the Bulls because of scoring at the end of the day. Like we said prior to with the Heat, it's something you don't know where the points are going to come from. Granted, Kyle Lowry did show up. Tyler Hero did show up. But the two stars that they put all the weight on, yet again, he's putting the weight on them again to show up. They didn't show up last week. I mean, that was Thursday? No, that was Wednesday. Wednesday. My day's all mixed up. So
Tuesday.
See, look.
A lot of stuff going on this week.
Right.
But one thing I don't want to say when we do come back on the show Monday is I don't want to see you all have that debate again about Eric Spoelstra getting outcoached. Regardless of how the game goes, he cannot get outcoached by Billy Donovan. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen.
Going off of the analysis that you're saying that the game going to be close is going to be tit for tat. Sometimes when games go tit for tat, coaching plays a major piece in that.
It's only so
your star players.
Go ahead, Tom. I don't want to interrupt
you. Oh, no. I was just going to say when it's tit for tat, coaching plays a major piece in that. And when you're up a dub, you really don't have to coach as much as you got to make sure you make a good rotation here and there. However, your job is not on the line as far as like you pulling out DeMar DeRozan when you need him in to check Jimmy Butler or like Pat, you take Pat Bev out while maybe Tyler Hero is going for 30. So it's just rotation pieces like that. So I really think like Bam could have a moment, but Vucevic could pull him also outside of the paint with that three. So it's going to be a good game. I'm going with the Bulls though.
Yeah, it's only so much coaching can do when it comes to this team. That was my big argument. It's because with the team, people got to remember last year we had another player that was able to help out defensively. We don't have that player anymore. PJ Tucker was a vital piece that we had last year, and we missed him in that game. If we had PJ Tucker this year, we wouldn't be in the position we're in right now. Now, it's not to say that PJ Tucker is like this offensive threat, but PJ Tucker helped out with rebounding. I looked at the game against the 76ers in the playoffs last year, and that game that was pivotal where we won that game, we won game six. He was one grabbing. He grabbed like four offensive rebounds in one possession. We don't have anyone else on the team that's doing that right now. And that's not necessarily coaching. That's just effort. The team is not putting out the effort right now. And I'm looking at Eric Spoelstra, and he's telling them to give the effort. He's letting them know what they need to do. It's just they're not out there putting out the effort. So it's not. I'm not gonna put it on Eric Spoelstra. That's on the team. Team is not stepping up.
All right. Well.
Cool.
I would say it is coaching because y'all beat that same team multiple times this year. And something changed and they got a new coach. And they attack y'all weaknesses. That's coaching. Sorry. But then also, when it comes to the end of the game stuff, yeah, coaching matters. But a lot of those times, it comes down to your star player. Because coach is going to put it in their hand. That's what normally happens at the end of the game. So if the Bulls lose a close – and sometimes it ain't nobody's fault. It's just – a shot was made, shot was missed. It's not like nobody should get killed in that situation.
That's true, too.
So I don't think that would be that situation. Now, we will look back and be like, bam, you could have did more. Oh, this person could have did more. But as far as Jimmy Butler, DeRozan, and LaVine, I don't think we're going to have anything bad to say about those three players. And that's why I think the Bulls are going to win, because I named one Miami Heat player and two Bulls players.
Yeah.
You know, so I believe DeRozan and LaVine will have a good game. I believe Jimmy Butler would, but I don't think Bam's going to step up like he should. And Tyler Hero, come on, man. You can't be the hero.
Wow. All right, let's go. Wow.
He might Kirk off today. He might go off today, though. You never know.
Just because you said that.
Exactly.
All right. So let's go to our next game. So we got to dig into the playoffs now. That was a play-in. Now we into the playoffs. All right. First game we're going to cover, Nets versus 76ers. All right, so this is 3-6 game. You know, we got another 3-6 game in the West. We'll get to that later. Another, 3-6 game. Shout out to J-Mo. Shout out to Hater D. That'll be coming on in the comments also. 76ers fans going against the Brooklyn Nets. All right. The renewed Brooklyn Nets led by Mikal Bridges. So let's talk about that. So now, I think we all going with the Sixers. Like, we all going with the Sixers. But it's funny because James Harden used to play with the Nets, and now he's about to play against the Nets. That's one thing. And remember, y'all remember the last time the Nets and the Sixers played when Jared Dudley and Ben Simmons? All right, so and Ben Simmons is going to be on. I don't know if he's going to be on that sideline, but Ben Simmons on that Nets team, and we know how Philly is. We're going to Ben Simmons. You know, it's going to be crazy. And they go to Philly.
It's so, bullying at this point.
Yeah, man, it really is. And here's my problem with the Nets. All right. They weren't gonna win regardless, but their biggest—it's the worst matchup. They got one big, they got one big. That's it. And if he's not in the game, which he will be in the game because he will get in foul trouble because that's what Joel Embiid does to people. Dorian Finney-Smith is your second. Is a backup center. like, come on, you know. So it's gonna get ugly. It's gonna get ugly. Now I'm not gonna say it's gonna be a sweep because I said the Sixers would have swept the Raptors, but it's always that one game when that one team, the team don't show up, and like that game three, the Nets at home, the crowd is crazy, the Sixers taking for granted, and that's, you know, they shooting 65% from three. I mean, you never know. Someone crazy, Cam Thomas dropping 45, Mikal dropping 38. You know, they might have a game like that, and they win one game. That might happen, but nothing going past five games. I'll tell you that right now. Sixers, I win.
I mean, I don't got to say anything. You said it right there. What is it? They'll get a gentleman sweep. Like you said, the Nets, Mikal Bridges alone will give them one game. Spencer Dinwiddie may show up. I mean, he's showing up all day in the media, so he may show up for one game as well. So I give the Nets one game. Honestly, though, that's just me being nice. I could really see the 76ers sweeping them. Joel Embiid is like, Look, man, I'm finally getting my MVP respect, and I'm going to show y'all why I really need to be MVP, because at the end of the day, the regular season, you know, it's nice. You know, it builds up your morale. You know, you get your stats in and everything. But the playoffs is really where your name is made. And the last time I think we seen Embiid, he was getting bounced. So we're like, all right, we're tired of seeing that. So more people are like, once you get past this first round, make it past the second round, and you need to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So right now, he's just going to be on a mission to be like, look, no more – 2-and-dones, no more 1-and-dones. I'm showing my dominance. And they ain't got nobody that can check me. So just give me the ball. Like Shaq would say, give me the ball and I'm going to dunk it. 76ers, man.
Let's get it.
Yeah, same here, 76ers and 5. I don't really got too much to say. Now, it's the Nets. So like Joe said, you got Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges, Cam Thomas. They can go off in one game. And that's what I expect. I expect him to go off and then maybe game three or game four, and then game five is it. So I think it's over in five.
Let's go. All right. We all got the Sixers in 4 or 5.
You're done, son.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Our next game, Hawks versus the Celtics. Right? It could have been Miami Heat and Celtics, but it's all good. Hawks. And to be honest with you, David, it might be better if y'all – I don't know, man. I mean, the Celtics, I don't know, man. They're a tough team. Maybe it might be better if y'all play in the Bucks. You feel me? At least y'all beat them before. Y'all beat the Celtics before, too, in the bubble.
No, yeah, we have. I'm about to say we beat both of them.
As a matter of fact. Oh, snap.
We got to hurry up and get to the West.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's how I play Giannis. Let's stick to the Hawks and the Celtics. All right,
please make it past the second round, Sacramento. Please, I'm tired of heads.
That's the thing I like right there. Let's go. All right, we're gonna get there. The bean gonna be lit, so we'll get there. All right, Hawks and Celtics. All right, so Trae Young and them led past the Miami Heat. Now they in Boston. They're in Boston playing the Celtics as a 7 seed. All right, so. Who saw this? David. All right. Tomo. Sorry, Tomo. Tomo.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
It's cool.
Hawks. What you want?
I would say, what you want here? You want me to tell you that the Hawks is on their way home? Trae Young need to go ahead and book his flights, book their vacation. I mean, all season, if you've been watching Refuse to Lose, all NBA season, Joe has been telling us that the Celtics are the best team in the East. The flat out best team.
At the East, yeah, the NBA.
Yeah. No. The Kings are close, you know, because that's the fandom. The fandom, he'll tell you that. Never because of the fandom.
No, he said the Celtics is just number 10 NBA.
I said because of the fandom. At the end of the day, fandom rules, okay? I'll give you that, though. He has been saying the Celtics are the best team in the NBA, flat out. And they can check like 1-5. See, this is, I can't wait till it's over. And they can check every position, like 1-5. They have starters. They have the bench. They have the coach. Hawks, man, y'all got lucky. Glad you're there, but you're done, son. 4-0. I'm taking the Celtics. 4-0. I don't even think the Hawks won one game. Sweet. I'm taking the sweep.
Thanks. What?
Best team in the East. If they the best team in the East / best team in the NBA, they got this.
See, I'm giving them one game at least. Nah, I'm giving them one. I think the Celtics win the first two games and Atlanta wins game three, and then that's it. I think that's it. But Celtics just got too much, man. They got too much for them. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Malcolm Brogdon, Marcus Smart is going to play great defense. Then you got Grant Williams. Their team is just too much for them right now. Trae Young is not going to be able to handle that defense. Although the Celtics are not the same defensive team they were last year, they're still a great defensive team. No matter how you put it, they still going to be able to stop them. And Trae Young may have a good game. And DeJounte Murray might even have to pick up even more. But DeJounte Murray, I'm not sure if anyone has noticed, but DeJounte Murray is a really good defender as well. Yes, that's what he was known for when he was in San Antonio, and he bought that in Atlanta. Now, Atlanta overall may not be a great defensive team, but, you know, they stepped up defensively from what they were last year. But like I said, Celtics 4-1. I got Celtics winning the first two games, Hawks will win game three at home, and then that's it.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Celtics, obviously. But here's the thing, though. I want to say sweep, but because like I said with the Celtics last year in Toronto, you get lax. Take teams for granted. Hawks is not a team that's a threat to the Celtics. So just for that, it won one game. But I'm going to go over the line. I'm going to say 4-0. I'm going to say sweep.
Come on over, man.
You know, I'm going to say sweet. I'm going to say they're going to go in there. Like Giannis said about Miami, they ain't going to play with their food.
You're just going to keep talking about Miami, huh? That's
the only example I got.
You're just going to keep talking about Miami when your team ain't been here 16 years. All right.
That's the only example I have. Somebody saying that.
This is the chat. You see, just to give y'all a quick little glimpse, this is how the chat goes. You see how Dave started picking with me, though, right? And then somebody else would come in and just start messing with them.
See? All right, let's move on. All right, our next game, Knicks and the Cavs. Now, this is a good one, y'all.
Hold up. Is Dave frozen? He is.
Oh, God. Oh, what happened? Oh, dang. I triggered something. Oh, okay. Let's get it. What I do? I gotta figure out what I did. Gotta watch the tape. Hey, Dave, you there? Oh, man, really frozen.
Yeah, you really frozen. We got to bring him back.
All right. This laptop, something part. Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Okay, we see you. Okay. Bad timing.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all hear me singing now? Bruh. My Wi-Fi just decides to mess up at the wrong time. Bro. What's going on? It was working. You see how fine it's working yesterday, Tomo? Now all of a sudden I'm on the show and it won't mess up.
Stop the cap.
Wow.
The time was perfect though. It was perfect timing.
You're right. Because I was going into your cage just now. I swear I was.
We're a couple of segments away.
It was a lot of those in the background.
we're approaching the King segment. I can't wait till we get there. All right.
I keep it clean.
The Knicks and the Cavs, right? We all know the short history with these two teams, right? We know that Jalen Brunson went against Donovan Mitchell last year. All right. And he got the best out of him in a couple of games. And we all know who was supposed to be in New York first?
Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell. They never made a trade. But what did they do? They went out and got Brunson. Mm-hmm. So that's a little something going on right there, too. All right. So a lot of things and stuff in the water in New York. So Dave, you kick this one off. Cavs or Next, who you got?
This to me might be the toughest one to choose in the East. I think this is the closest matchup in the East. Of course, it's the 4 and the 5. I want to go Cavs, but I think the Knicks win this series.
No, it's not.
Turn me up.
That's interesting.
I think the Knicks win this series. Now, I think this is going to happen because Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson are going to play well.
Hold on, we couldn't quite hear you. Say that one more time.
I think Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson are going to play well. Now, I have a reason to why I don't want Julius Randle to play well. Of course, because I'm a Miami Heat fan, and I was a Jimmy Butler fan before he came to Miami. So, I want the Cavs to win this series, but I think the Knicks win this game. I think the Knicks win this, and it may be in 6 or 7, but I think the Knicks win this series. I believe that Jalen Brunson may average 25 and 10 in the series. I think he's really stepped up this year. He's earned that contract that they gave him. He played really well this year, and Randle has played out of his mind this year, and he's played very well. Now I believe that it was a mistake to put him in the 3-point contest, but hey, that's just me. But other than that, he's played really well this year. So Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson, I think they're going to play well, and can't forget about everyone else that they have on that team with Emmanuel Quickly. I think the Knicks go past, win the series, and go to the next round.
All right. That's crazy. I got the Knicks too, Dave. I'm with you right there. Okay, we agree on this one. I'm going with the Knicks, man. I thought long and hard about this team. I was just thinking like, okay.
But this is what made it hard for me because I know Mitchell plays good in the playoffs. I was like, I don't know.
Dave, what keep ringing in my head? Jalen Brunson outplayed Mitchell last year. I'm sorry, he did. When Luka was not playing, Jalen Brunson outplayed Donovan Mitchell. Let me say it again. Jalen Brunson outplayed Donovan Mitchell in Utah. In one of the games, he dropped 40. So, Jalen Brunson, and then Julius Randle has to redeem himself. I'm sorry, he has to. He's going to be healthy. It's still not set in stone, but he should play game one. And we all know what happened last time. I think, like, Javon put Mitchell Robinson in the X-Factor. Also, who's the X-Factor? Josh Hart. Josh Hart is the key X-Factor because a part of New York's offense is they don't really shoot a high percentage, but they get a lot of second chance
opportunities. Yep.
Right? They are a great rebounding team, and Josh Hart getting him over there is one of the best things they could have done. All right? Now – I'm gonna read this comment. J-Mo put Joe Mitchell ain't want to be there last year no more. That was a factor. I agree with that, J-Mo. I 100% agree with that. And Jalen Brunson had something to prove last year, but it happened. I'm sorry, it happened. I watched it happen. He shot a bad percentage. So I do think Donovan Mitchell will turn up this year. I think he'll have a good playoff series. But at the end of the day, and the Cavaliers are the better team. But I just think that Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle is going to have a great series. Like, they're going to go crazy. There's going to be a couple of games when both of them might drop 35 apiece or 40 apiece, something like that, that they're going to take them home. So I'm going with the Knicks.
Well, son, I'm going with the Knicks too, B.
Whoa, sweet.
Yes, what? Sir. Yes, sir. I was thinking about it, man. I want to support Cleveland and everything they've done, but they're the franchise that did it the right way. And the reason why I'm going with the Knicks, you all had your X-Factors. You all named like Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson, you know, Julius Randle, of course, because of the debate on the show, and then Jalen Brunson. But you all are forgetting about two people, Emmanuel Quigley. And what's my boy's name?
I named him. I named Emmanuel Quigley. You have to be talking about R.J. Barrett. Yeah, you gotta be talking about my boy R.J. Barrett.
Those are the two real X factors in this series. Because if you think about the two teams, we can go player for player, and you can literally match them up like the first four. But the Knicks have that extra two. Because if you think about the Cavs, you got Mitchell, then you got Evan Mobley, then you also got Garland.
Uh huh.
Jared Allen.
That's four. When you Kevin go to the
Knicks,
come on now, Kevin. But LeVert is that's 4 or 5. When you go to the Knicks, you got a good 7, and you also got
Knicks more deeper. Yeah, they're deeper.
And you got to look at the coach. Sometimes coaching plays, like we said, coaching has been a running topic this week, and you know, Cavs is it's new to be there. It's a lot going on. It's really honestly, this is like a flash in the pan. They didn't think they was going. This team was going to be as good as they were with Mitchell just coming there. You know, they thought the chemistry factor. They thought the chemistry factor. I'm talking about, because you know when new players come into a new place, they'll have a hot run, and then next thing you know, they'll kind of damper off a little bit.
I had them top 3 seed before the season.
Vaughn, you hate because he went to Duke. That's all that is.
I am too, though. I don't really want to give him his props, but yeah, shout out to you. But so that's why I'm picking the Knicks, man. I got the Knicks winning this. It's tough because you want to say, you know, it was easy to pick the other games, 4-1, 4-0. With this one, I think it goes 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get my pick, yeah. I think this one goes 7. I think this one goes 7.
Yeah, and I got the Knicks closing it out.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Cleveland wins, but
I wouldn't be mad at it either.
I just got – you know I wouldn't be mad. I would be excited. I would be happy. I would be happy. I want the Cavs to win the series. But everything that Joe named is the reason why I'm picking the Knicks.
Yeah, Cavs should win. They have a better team. Man, they got a bid. They can get there. They got a better – they got a – you know, the Knicks got a deeper team. They do. They got more players that's going to contribute. The Cavs got some weak spots. I like J.B. Bickerstaff, though. I like that coach. But, you know, we're going to see how he look in the playoff. I think he'll do just fine. And the Cavs are a great defensive team also. So we can't sleep on that part of it, too. But like somebody said in the chat, Javon, the last time they played the Knicks, Jalen Brunson dropped 49 on them. In the dub. And that's without Julius Randle. So, yeah. We'll see.
Hey, but I agree with this comment, too, Vaughn. I had to throw a shot. You and UNC fan, I had to throw a shot. But I agree with this. He not consistent enough. But he can be a good defender. He has to be more consistent. So I agree with that.
The Cavs should win. I just have Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle outplaying Donovan Mitchell and Jalen and Darius Garland. Let me put it right there. Donovan Mitchell gonna get his at times. You feel me? But and then we seen Donovan Mitchell average 40 and still lost. I saw that before. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I saw that before against Denver in the 7-game series too.
Yeah. So, I think Jared Allen's going to be a big X factor when it comes to Randall having to be playing well too.
Yeah, Evan Mobley is a Cavs X factor. Evan Mobley.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I think those two defenders are going to be the other bigger X factor. Just Jared Allen and Mobley. That's going to show exactly how good Randall is.
Well, Randall is more out in the perimeter. They're not going to be able to guard Randall. It's going to be like the second chance points they get, all that stuff. They're gonna have to nip that. They're gonna have to do an awesome job rebounding this series. But they are the bigger team if you think about it. The Cavs, they got 2-0 footage for real. So the Knicks should not have their way on the rebound on the boards. Like I said, they don't shoot a good percentage. But I just got Julius Randle about to prove y'all something. He about to serve something up to y'all. Yeah. Jay, what you right? I mean, I'm saying the Cavs should win the series. They should win, but I just got what's the name? The Knicks winning. All right.
The moment we've been waiting for.
Yeah. Let's go to that beam team. All right. So we got the Kings against the Warriors. Third seed against the 6th seed. And the Warriors are favorite. All right. So
not surprising.
Yeah, not surprising. I'm not surprised either.
No, I'm right. Saying not surprising because of how everyone's been picking it, how I've been seeing it.
I'm not surprised at all. Yeah. I think we have odds as if we were like the 8th seed or something like that.
That's crazy.
So here's the thing. First of all, I know who we're playing. All right. I'm gonna respect my opponent. I know we're playing. They are the defending champions. They got a great coaching staff. They got the lethal weapon. Steph Curry, who runs the all offense on the ball, off the ball, right? They're the most experienced team in the playoffs. And I understand this. They haven't lost a Western Conference series in 9 years. I know that. All right? It's been 9 years. So they lost a series in the West, all right? And that was the Clippers. So, but I got the Kings winning 4-2. Kings winning this 4-2. All right, 4-2. Mike Brown, listen, dog. Look, out of this series, people gonna be like, is Mike Brown the best coach in the NBA right now? And that's gonna be some of the talks. All right, they're gonna be asking, is he the best coach in the NBA? Not coach of the year. Can we feel bad for the Kings and make the playoffs? Nah. We because in the playoffs, yeah, listen, people want to listen to every press conference and watch every game. Like, man, this dude is actually a great coach. De'Aaron Fox, after this series, y'all gonna be looking at him like he's arguably a top three point guard in the league. Arguably, think about this, y'all. Every point guard I play Steph Curry, matter of fact, name a point guard I actually guard Steph every game in the playoffs.
Dellavedova,
right? That's about it, right?
And he got cooked.
And that's why, yeah, right?
He fought, okay.
He's not a superstar, though, right?
No.
He's a superstar. I didn't see Dame do it. I didn't see Westbrook do it. I didn't even see Kyrie go on the whole series, right? But Tariq Evans. De'Aaron Fox is about to be guarding Steph Curry while still carrying a load offensively in the fourth quarter. Y'all know how tiresome that is? CP3 didn't really guard on the whole series. They'll put bigs on Steph Curry. I'm talking the whole series. Jrue Holiday, yeah, but Jrue Holiday is not a soup. You know what I mean? He's not, I guess, yeah. Jrue Holiday too, but he's not on a level as like a top three point guard. You know what I mean? So
you talking about with Jrue Holiday with the Pelicans?
No, Jrue Holiday was with the Pelicans, I don't think.
He was there when Anthony Davis was there.
Yeah, he had to be.
He was there.
He was there when
he was the point guard on that team, and they lost 4-0, I think.
Yeah, they did in the second round. Yeah, they lost 4-0 in the second round. Yeah, yeah. Fred Van, come on, man. Stop naming these mediocre point guards. I'm talking about superstar. Fred Van Fleet did a great job, though. He did a great job. Okay, he ain't top three, but you're going to be thinking about it after this series, though, because Fox is going to perform. I like what he said. He said that I want to show people what I can do, what we can do. I can't wait because we're going to have every game prime time. You know what I saw? Game three, we play at 10 o'clock. The Suns and Clippers play at 10:30. We on TNT. They on NBA TV. Get them out of here. They want to see the series because of the Warriors, obviously. So De'Aaron Fox is going to be showing some stuff, right? So Sabonis is going to stamp that he's the third best center in the league. Third best. Joel Embiid, Jokic, Sabonis. He's going to stamp that after the series, all right? So that's all I'm going to say. I said this before. Last thing. Offensively, we are a great offensive team. Great. The Warriors are great too. I'm gonna give them the respect because they are the Warriors at the end of the day. We are first. The Warriors are we are first offensively at home. On defense, the Warriors away are 28th. Here's the thing: the Warriors' weaknesses falls on the road, right? Our best offense falls at home. The Warriors, like their best attributes happens on the road. I mean, happen at home, right? Do y'all know our defense is much better on the road? Do y'all know that? Like, people don't talk about that. We are the eighth best defense on the road while being the second best offense on the road. We are a great team. I'm telling y'all, it's the last thing I'm going to say right here. Everybody keep on saying that experience is the reason why we're going to lose this game. But people not realizing that this is not the same Kings team that lost the last 16 years. That's what everybody failing to realize. Not like this same team y'all been seeing losing just came out of nowhere. Do y'all know that Harrison Barnes was part of that Warriors dynasty? He got plenty of playoff experience. Do y'all know that Kevin Huerter was part of that Atlanta Hawks team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals, who dropped 30 in game 7 against the Philadelphia 76ers and Philly? He has playoff experience. Sabonis been to the playoffs a couple of times. Our coaching staff, all experience. Mike Brown. I mean, he been in the playoffs with Pop, LeBron, the Warriors the last 6 years. I mean, Rick Carlisle, he was with him in the playoffs, right? My man Jordan Fernandez, he was an assistant coach with the Nuggets the last 6 years. I mean, playoffs. And then we got Doug Christie on the bench, playoffs. Leonardo Barbosa, the Brazilian blur. It's like playoff experience. So who is this? That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, that's my bad. I ain't want to put that up there. My man, I feel you. All right. But I got the Warriors. Sorry, I got the Kings in 6.
Joe.
Yeah.
Come on. 90% of your playoff experience, now that you named half the people that are on that Kings team, I was going to pick the Warriors to win in five, right? But I got to give y'all an extra game because of that. Because 90% of them people played on the Warriors. Harrison Barnes, the Brazilian blur. Mike Brown was with the Warriors at one point. Harrison, like, half your team came from the team that's going to beat you. But I appreciate the honesty when you said, like, you gave all the stats, you talked about how the Warriors were bad on the road all season. But this is the playoffs. You guys are down the street. I don't care what you say. You guys are down the street. You acting like they got to fly somewhere to go play. It's still going to be like home court. But also, I want to see you all go out there and show your worth. Me, I'm just going to pick the Warriors in six, man. Hats off to you. Great season. I love what Mike Brown's done with this franchise. I love how he turned the team around. I love the chemistry that you all got. I love the fight, the tenacity that you all brought. But I'm not giving you no more bulletin board material. I got the Warriors in six.
I feel like you just gave him bulletin board.
I did. I had more, but I was going to stop because they like to clip people up. So I'm good. Warriors in six.
That's enough to clip you up already, so I don't think you need any more.
It won't be like it. I made it short and simple, so we won't have no more tie videos.
Oh, man. I'm going with the Kings.
What? I don't.
Hold up.
All right, go ahead.
Wait. What did I say before? Didn't I say that the Kings were going to win the series? Didn't I tell you that, Joe?
You said that.
I switched that up.
Okay, what did you guys say?
I said get past the second round. This is the first round. I got to get past the first round. That's the second round.
You said that.
I got the Kings in seven. I think this is going to go seven. I think each team is going to win their home games, and I think that's how this game. I think how this ends. Warriors play their best when they're at home, and they play their worst on the road. They are 11-30 on the road this year, and they're a lot better at home. This is also with Andrew Wiggins coming back from game one, so he's playing this entire series. GB2 is also healthy and available. He's playing back as well. Warriors have three players on the team that averaged 20 this year. Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, who had a bounce back year, even though some people thought that he was washed up. And then Curry put up 29, of course. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think the Warriors are not going to play well at all on the road. And I think the Kings take advantage of that. But I also think that even though the Kings play better defensively on the road, Joe, you said they were eighth or ninth in defense on the road.
Eighth.
I just think that the Warriors are – I think that crowd and the Warriors are going to be able to take advantage of the home, of them being at home when they're in the playoffs, and they're going to show up at home. But I don't think they're going to be able to do anything on the road. So I got the Kings in seven.
Like, Joe, are you mentally prepared for, like, when the Warriors go on that mean three? Like, when the threes is just whoosh, 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 and then you hear this. And then it's like season over.
I don't think I understand, man. Our offense is legit. That's the thing. And to be honest with you, like, how they gonna guard us? People think they're gonna put Wiggins on Fox. Nobody's shutting Fox. I'm gonna tell y'all this. Nobody's gonna shut Fox down. Wiggins is not gonna shut Fox down. And GP2 not gonna shut Fox down. The difference between us and other teams, Fox is not trying to play pick and roll all day. We got a system. You don't have to just worry about Fox. You got to worry about everybody. And then Keegan Murray, I understand he's a rookie. He might have a bad series. Who cares? We got depth. That's the thing. The Warriors, one thing they lack, what they always had in their runs, is depth.
No, they got that this year.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
do. They don't have the depth they always had in the past.
Yes, they do.
Other than Jordan Poole and GP2, who else on that defense is good enough?
So y'all forgot about Kuminga?
Kuminga, on and all, young Kuminga.
I'm talking about they have bodies. You know, Moody showed up in the finals, but he showed up in the playoffs. Like, come on, Joe. You can't say the same thing about last your team year, and not pay the Warriors respect.
Last year, they had a healthy Wiggins. They had a healthy GP2. They had Otto Porter Jr. Everybody forget about that part.
Come on.
Who else they had? And then Kuminga and them, their step up. But those guys are playing the same as they were last year. Nobody took a leap last year. Even, like, so... They barely had Iggy, but their depth they had last year is not as good as this year. It's really not. That's why they've been a 500 team all year for real.
But if you're comparing your production of depth to theirs, if you're saying Keegan Murray may have a bad series. Just the same thing as saying anything about Kuminga or Moody.
Not necessarily, because they got what's the I have his name in my head, but I can't. Joe, you know who I'm talking about. He put Malik up 45. Malik, they got Malik Monk.
Malik Monk, right?
You know, Malik Monk has played in the playoffs multiple times before.
Okay.
Trust me, he has experience, and he's going to play well. He's more than likely their best bench player.
That's one player.
No, he is. He is a better player. Oh no, we got
who so is look, their best bench player? So that's you balance it. You cancel each other out.
Malik Monk. No. We got some depth. We got my man Malik Monk.
Depth is the same. You can't say
it's our man Terrence Davis. Right now we got Kessler Edwards who's gonna come in here and get some good minutes. I'm telling y'all people are sleeping on us because of the name.
That's and I think Davion Mitchell is gonna play great defense.
Davion Mitchell too. Stop playing my man. GP2. Get out of here. I said GP2. I respect that, but Davion Mitchell a pit boy. The world's gonna see him. Nobody watches it for real. They already know about Davion Mitchell. That dude is a pit boy. That dude is a pit boy. So all I know is I'm so confident. Who gonna guard Sabonis?
It's a family show.
Who gonna guard Sabonis?
Draymond.
Get Draymond out of here. 24-20 last time we played him. 24-22 last time we played him.
But the Warriors got nothing for Sabonis.
Who did Draymond say was his worst matchup? Hardest matchup he ever played?
Probably with Sabonis.
Jokic. Jokic's hard matchup. Who is the most similar player to Jokic in the league? It's Sabonis.
Let's go to the next.
Sabonis gonna cause problems for Draymond. I'm telling y'all, man.
But when I said this about the ball, I told you Joe fandom is gonna show up at some point.
Go ahead.
I told y'all.
He had already said that he was going to win the series, though. So
I told y'all when I said at some point the fandom is gonna show up when it's time to talk about the team, and right now your fandom is showing up.
How? These are all facts. The only thing y'all have that they're gonna beat us is y'all banking on them rewinding the clock and hitting the switch. That's what y'all banking on. Y'all banking on the Warriors to hit a switch out of nowhere.
They've already done it. They put a 55 against the OKC. They letting you know that they can do this.
You said they what?
They put a 55 in like one quarter.
You talking about against the Portland Trailblazers with their G League team?
But what they're showing you is that they can turn it on.
Tomo,
it don't matter if it's G League or not.
You want the same team we beat by? There's that same team in two games we beat by 70. That's what you talking about?
Yo, you act like y'all split during the regular season.
Who the Trump? Who the?
No, you and the Warriors. Yes,
the Warriors played us three times in the first 2 weeks of the season, and everybody know in the first four games we lost. We lost to Miami. Sorry, this is right. We lost four games in a row starting off the season. We lost it. We lost to like we had a close game against the Charlotte Hornets without they star players. No disrespect to Javar, Orlando Magic, but as the season, it's a brand new team. And the season progressed, we create our identity. And then nobody could see us. The last time he played the Warriors full strength, they didn't want to see us. And we gave him a fight with our bench when they came to Sacramento. We gave them a fight. They pulled away in the fourth quarter, but it was a close game the whole game with our bench. That's without Malik Monk, Sabonis, Kevin Herter, and De'Aaron Fox. I'm telling y'all.
The game's got to be played, so we'll see.
I can't wait. Zach, I'm tuning in. I can't wait. Kings and six. All right, let's go. I'm like not being every time we win. I'm telling you, I ain't made a video in a while. I'm making a video every single time this time. All right, so this goes to our next game. Our next game we got. All right, what is our next? Our next game is
Lakers Grizzlies.
Lakers and Grizzlies. All right.
He don't even want to do the show no more. He good.
All right, Lakers and Grizzlies. Lakers won a play-in game. They playing Memphis, and they kind of own Memphis in the regular season, you could say. They kind of, when Ja played, they hasn't been beating them in the regular season. So, Dave, start this one off for us. Who you got?
I got the Lakers winning this in six.
In six?
Yep, I got them winning in six. Kind of like how I said before, I said I think the Lakers got a good chance of winning, and I'm actually going to pick them to win. Even though they have been, I guess, not dominating teams within their last 12, 13 games. They're what, 10 and 12 in their last 12 games? So, I mean, 10 and 2. 10 and 2 in their last 12 games. So, I'm picking the Lakers. I think the Lakers upset the Memphis Grizzlies and move on to the next the next series. And that'll be the Kings against the Lakers.
I hope so. I would love that. Beat the Warriors and the Lakers in the same series, the same playoffs. I'm shutting the whole chat down after that.
I'm gonna tell you like this. If they beat the if y'all beat the Warriors and end up having to play the Lakers, the Kings are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh dang. You don't got no respect for the Lakers.
At this point, if y'all beat, if y'all go through that if y'all go through that experienced team, you don't think y'all gonna walk through the Lakers?
Lakers got size. The Warriors don't have
they have fragile size.
But it's still size. That's something that the Kings have issues with is size.
We'll have a harder time with the Lakers and the Warriors, trust me.
Okay. I'm out. Y'all got it. I'm not having this debate again. We talked about
it. But look, bring it on, though. No, I understand anything you're saying.
We'll talk about it when it happens. If it happens, okay? If it happens, we'll talk about it.
The Lakers do their job. It will.
But, yeah, I got Lakers winning this in six. I feel like LeBron and AD going to do what they need to do. I expect D'Lo to step up, even though he hasn't proven to do that in the playoffs. I just feel like he'll step up in this series. And I think it's important that the Grizzlies don't have two of their best defenders on the court.
I agree with that.
Two of their best big men are out for the rest of the season. So that's not – they would have had more than enough bodies to throw at AD. And even with that, AD was pretty much balling out against them anyway. So I think it makes it even more easier for AD to play his game. He just has to play his game. That's the only thing that can hinder them is he going to come out and play with how he needs to play. But I got Lakers in six.
Okay, Tomo.
It's a parade inside my city. Yeah. I'm going with the Lakers in seven, though. The Lakers Adams and just them not having that veteran presence on the bench when you need it. Because there's going to be a moment where LeBron takes over a game and then them youngins are going to start fighting each other. Of course, they have. Of course, youth is on their side, and you got the whole thing where you don't know if AD is going to show up or not. But because of that, the Grizzlies are young. I like they're scrappy, but I got the Lakers in seven.
Mm. So, Tyron, you stole my line, man. I was going to say.
Oh, my bad.
I got the Grizzlies, man. And look, all I know is Shannon Sharp, you can't come to no games. That's all I got to say. Uncle Jay, you got to stay home, bro. You got to stay home for this one.
If Shay Sharp show up, then I'm jumping ship. I'm going with Memphis.
You got to stay on. So, look. What I like about Memphis is the best defensive team in the West. They've been the most consistent defensive team in the West. And that's what's given them big hopes to make it to the finals. It's a defensive pedigree. And they've been good without Steven Adams and Brandon Clark. Triple J, right, has been doing his thing. He's got to stay out of foul trouble. That's been the theme by him. But he was doing his thing defensively, doing a great job. And then the Lakers really don't do a good job against point guards like Ja, like attacking the point of attack. Like Ja Morant, I think, is going to have a great series. And then what I think the X factor is, he don't start. But when he come in, he going to have to spark some stuff. That's Luke Kennard. All right? Because Memphis hasn't been a great three-point shooting team all year outside of Baines, for real. So having Luke Kennard on that roster, another three-point shooter, and that's what Ja needs on the floor, three-point shooter. People will space the floor out. And I think he's going to play a huge role in this series. It's going to be stretches when he comes in and he hit like three threes in a row or something like that. And it's going to stretch the lead or collapse the lead. All right? So I got Memphis winning, and I want to say Memphis in six. It's going to be kind of similar to that Phoenix Suns series when the Lakers lost. I got Memphis.
It's going to be good.
All right. Next game. All right, Clippers and the Suns.
That's the one right here.
The last time you talk about this, they got heated. I watched that all the time, man. I go back and watch that segment. I did too.
I loved every moment of that segment.
Yeah, because it was me and Joe going there. Yeah, that's why you loved it.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Memphis and LA, Tomo.
This easy. This should be easy.
Not Memphis and LA, sorry.
It's the first time since all the teams in California made the playoffs. I mean,
hey, the whole Pacific division made the playoffs, by the way.
Yeah.
Who won the division?
Light the beam.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna clip that one up. I like that sound. That's better than yours.
Light the beam.
But It's easy, man. We got to go with the Suns. You got to pick the Suns. Why would you go against a guy who showed up, Mr. Plug and Play himself, showed up? They've won every game since he's been there. Mm-hmm. Every game, not even questioning did they win or not. They've won every game. And battle rap, you know, you had 3-0s, and then they say, we don't know, you know, it's controversial. This is one of them battle raps where it's like, bro, every time you step on the floor, you're done, son. KD going to show up. You're going to show out. And well, is Paul George playing?
Nah.
Nope.
Clips, you're done. Suns is winning this in five.
Five? Whoa.
Okay.
Five!
Wow,
I got the Clippers. Y'all already know I'm rolling with. I'm rolling with the Clippers, man. I'm rolling with Kawhi Leonard and Ty Lue. So look, I respect Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, look, there's no shot at you, man. And I like how everybody just rolling over and saying that the Suns are gonna win just because Paul George is not here. All right. So one thing about Kevin Durant and the Suns being undefeated since he's been there, those are regular season games. Like, it's legit a different game, different ball club, different atmosphere in the playoffs because you're playing the same team over and over again. People are going to learn your tendencies. They're going to learn what you love to do. They're going to learn what you don't love to do. All right, your bench is got to be important in some games. You got to have X factors, all that stuff. And the Clippers are a deeper team without Paul George. They are just a deeper team. And Kawhi Leonard can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the league. Anybody. And he's been playing great, by the way. What I like about this series, a lot of stories are going on. Chris Paul used to play with the Clippers, right? They beat them last year. You got KD getting his revenge on Kawhi Leonard in the NBA Finals. You know, he lost to them, got injured. Now he's fully healthy. And then you got Westbrook against KD. That's another interesting story right there. So, but I'm going to roll with the Clips, and I'm going to say seven. Clips and seven.
I got Phoenix and six. I'm not going with Tom and say five. I don't think it's going to be like that. I don't think it's a gentleman's sweep. But I think it's going to be a hard-fought six-game series, and I got the Suns. Yes, I agree. Kawhi can definitely go toe-to-toe with anyone else. He can go toe-to-toe with KD, but it's not just KD. It's KD and D-Book and CP3. So – not saying CP3 is going to ball out, but we all know he has the capabilities of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not expecting DeAndre Ayton to put up 30 and 15. I'm just not expecting that.
You don't even need to.
DeAndre Ayton is probably the least of my choices of why I'm picking Phoenix. I may not be the only one in this panel right now, but I have absolutely no faith in DeAndre Ayton, honestly.
On the Suns, you're right. With the Wizards, I do.
Of course. Of course. But I just think Phoenix is going to be Phoenix. KD going to Phoenix is like the perfect fit. I mean, if you think about it, KD going anywhere is the perfect fit. I was saying this to my brother earlier. No matter where you put KD, you plug him in, he can play in that system. It doesn't matter where you go. Look, he was in OKC. He could play the one-on-one system with Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Went to the Warriors. He was able to play all-around basketball because everybody got involved. Then he went to Brooklyn. I mean, it didn't work out in Brooklyn all the way, but he had another one-on-one player with Kyrie Irving. Now he's in a system where everyone's passing the ball around, even though you do have a one-on-one player in Devin Booker. Devin Booker is not afraid to be able to pass the ball around and let KD do his thing. They're 8, like Tomo said, they're 8-0 with KD playing. Now, I understand it hasn't – it's only 8 games. I get it. It's not a lot. But it's Kevin Durant. I think you put Kevin Durant in any team at any time in the season, they have a really good chance of winning it all, depending on where he goes. Now, if he goes somewhere like – and I'm not – if he goes somewhere to, like, the Pacers or the Magic or the Pistons, I don't see them going all the way, you know, to the finals. But he makes them a threat to be able to at least be a playoff team because that's just the kind of player he is. And if you look at a team like the Magic, they have all the players surrounded around them to where they'd be good enough. You got Paolo Banchero. They got a good enough team to where they would be good because they have a superstar now. But, I mean, now you have a superstar, a star, and a former all-star. You got all that right there on one team. DeAndre Ayton is someone who can play like a star, play like an all-star, but he's not consistent enough. But I think they have a good enough team to be able to win the series, and I got the Suns in six.
Hey, you know what? Kevin Durant, new nickname got to be Aux Cord. Because like you said, you can just plug and play him anywhere. Aux Cord, that's his nickname going forward.
And I like this comment too because, to me, it's not even about them losing PG. I don't think that's the – to me, that's not the biggest factor to me. To me, I think that it's just KD. To me, I think KD is just a huge factor. Now, and when him – KD got the fresh cut. That's funny. Playoff perm, that's funny. These comments are crazy right now. But I agree with that comment about it's great coaching. It's great coaching on both sides, on both teams right now. Ty Lue, former NBA finals coach, you know, he has a ring. And just a couple seasons ago, Monty Williams was in the finals. Now, he did a bad coaching decision to not play the boxing one against Giannis and actually, you know, load the paint and to be able to help out and put just DeAndre Ayton on him, which was a huge mismatch. I think you got two great coaches, two great teams, and I just think Phoenix is going to come out on top. Joe, you're on mute.
Miles Bridges suspended 30 games by the NBA for a domestic violence incident.
Ooh. Yeah, so I didn't wait till now.
He could come back next year, though. That's good for him.
Well, they probably finished the investigation. That's probably what it was.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get it. We're going to find out, man. Now, we got to talk about quickly who we got winning the West, who we got winning the East, who we got winning the NBA Finals. All right? So, let's start with the East. I will kick this one off. Y'all already know who I got, the Celtics. Celtics winning the East.
Celtics. I don't even got to Celtics. Come on, man. I was going to pick the Bucks, but I don't know about Middleton, so I got to go with the team I know that's for sure that's healthy right now.
Middleton, Gremlin, Middleton, whatever you want to call it. I got the Celtics coming out the East Conference Finals.
I got the Bucks. I got the Bucks winning the East.
The Bucks winning the East. Let's get it. MVP. Well, we'll see, J-Mo. The West. Oof, it's tough. I'm going to say this. Big statement right here. Whoever wins that series between the Warriors and Kings come out the West.
We here.
Whoever wins that series. Because I think if we match up with the Suns, we will lose. But I think the Clippers are going to knock them off. I think we could beat the Clippers. I think we will beat the Clippers, in fact. But if we lose to the Warriors are going to the finals, man. That's my second option. We just happen to play them. That's why I want them, because we match up with them good. We can knock them out first round. But if we – it's one of us. It's going to be us with the Warriors. We'll win that series.
Kings looking like – you got the Kings sound like Ryan Garcia right now. But if
– Hold on. I got a question now.
Let's get it.
Go ahead.
Joe, you're the same person that said that the Clippers are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Yes, I did. I said who.
And now you think that if the Clippers beat the Suns and y'all beat them, y'all are going to win and y'all going to
these guys. We played them into the Western Conference Finals.
That's true.
We play Memphis and the Lakers next round.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
He got the roadmap.
He got the roadmap. That's okay. That's cool.
I got
it. Right, Go ahead,
Tom. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I got Suns or Warriors.
Yeah, it is a big – look, my bad. Comment. 5 stitches to Brown's shooting hand is a big assignment. Yeah, right now it is, but it won't be concerning until round two. By the time – you know how stitches work. After a while, they heal up, and they fall out by themselves.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be –
keep him away from plants. Like, stay away from the plants, bro. Don't touch no glass. Not right now.
No plant-based stuff for you, my guy.
Exactly. I got – but for the pick – Suns or Warriors? I mean, my edge is. I know. I said. Come on, man. I got you.
Go ahead.
My edge is the Warriors because of the experience. Like at the end of the day, that team, they just find ways to win these tough battles in the playoffs. And once they get past the Kings, it's all downhill from there. Well, especially if you got the Clippers winning. So, but I would love to see that matchup. So for me, I got the Warriors. I'm gonna go with the Warriors winning the West. I'm gonna stand on it. All
right. So I think it's between three teams. I think it's between Phoenix, the Clippers, and I'm almost certain I'm the only person here that says it's in the Lakers.
Oh, okay, the Lakers.
I think it's between those three, and out of that three, I'm going to pick Phoenix. But I would not be surprised if it's the Clippers or the Lakers. If the Clippers beat Phoenix, if the Clippers beat Phoenix, I think the Clippers go all the way to the finals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so you got the Lakers beating the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I think the Lakers can beat Phoenix. Bruh. As crazy as it sounds, I think the Lakers can beat Phoenix.
I like the take.
I think they can beat them. And they wouldn't play them until the Western Conference Finals.
Man, look, when was a conference?
I'm going with Phoenix. I got Phoenix going to the finals. I think they're going to do it. I just think they're primed to make a run. It's odd because you got somebody that came in the middle of the season and didn't really play that many games. He only played 8 games with his new team. And I don't know. It's just that plug and play fit. I just think that I think Phoenix got a great chance. Like Tomo said, plug and play KD. No matter where you put him, he can go there and make an impact. And I think he's going to make an impact with Phoenix, and he's going to carry them over. He's going to put them over the hump.
Shaq-a-roni.
Let's get it then. All right. So who going to win the whole thing? I'm going with the Celtics. It depends. All right. So look. If the Celtics play the Kings, which I think they will, I got the Celtics. But if the Warriors beat us, I got the Warriors repeating.
If the Warriors play the Celtics, the Warriors will win it all. Just coming out of that West, after all the opponents they're going to have to face, when you get to the finals, it's like it's up from here. Golden State.
I disagree. I think if the Warriors play the Celtics this time, I think the Celtics win this time around. That's just me. I think the Celtics are much better than what they were last year, and I don't think they're going to make the same mistakes that they made last year against the Warriors. I think the Celtics will win that if that happens, but I'm picking Phoenix to win it all. I think Phoenix wins it all. I think Kevin Durant or Devin Booker wins Finals MVP. So, I think that's who's going to represent they represent the West, and I think they're going to win the entire thing.
That would be great for Phoenix.
Hey, shout out to Mad Chad's Sports Tavern. All right. Hit that like button.
Yeah. Huh? Is that like a bar or something? Because that's the case, I need to go there. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, where's that?
Sports Tavern.
Where's that?
Like the video, like my man said. Like the video. All right. He from here. I might know this dude. He from here. He talking about the Celtics. You going here? All right. So yeah. Let's go to. Oh yeah. Now your average top 5. Let's get it. So look, y'all.
Dun, 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 dun.
I honestly think on this one, y'all will like this one. All right. I think y'all will understand why I got this order, and I think y'all will agree with what's the thing I put. All right, yeah, man, it's cool. All right, so look, this your not so average top fives this Friday is going to be the top 5 players that have the most to gain if they win the championship. All right, so at number 5, let's bring it up. At number 5, we got. Oh, this is moving slow. My bad. Here we go. Joel Embiid. So look, Joel Embiid, if he wins this, right? If he wins the NBA championship, this won't really move a needle all time wise, because that'll be his first championship. And we assume he's gonna win his first MVP. All right. So what this would do for Joel Embiid is basically he would do something. I'm trying to pull up my notes. he would do something. What the word is going on? Here we go. He would do something that is rare. All right. Win the MVP, win the scoring title, and win the NBA Finals in the same NBA Finals MVP the same year. The only people that has done that was Kareem, Jordan, and Shaq. I believe if Embiid wins a championship, when the next season starts, he will be the undisputed best player in the world. I think that because of his two-way presence. He is great defensively, and because he's going to make all defense. He's great defensively, and he's going to score, and he's going to win MVP, and he win a championship. Like, come on now. So I think that's his game. He'll be the best player in the world. He'll take Giannis. He'll take that title from Giannis. All right? All right. Number four. My man, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard got the fourth most of the game if he wins a championship. Listen to this, y'all. Do y'all know if Kawhi Leonard wins a championship and finals MVP? He will be the only player in NBA history, the only player to win three finals MVPs while having two defensive player of the years. Do y'all know that? He'll be the only player in NBA history that ever done that. So we got to be talking about all-time Kawhi. Will he rank in the all-time list? That's going to start to be a conversation. That wasn't a conversation before when he won Toronto, but we went with the Clippers against like this. Everybody is healthy, y'all. All the stars. There's not one star that's out right now. You're telling me he's going to win in this time? KD's playing, LeBron's playing, Steph's playing, Giannis playing, and B playing. Come on, man. And he got beat KD in them in the first round without Paul George. Listen, if he won the NBA Finals and he win a championship, he's going to have all-time talks. Is he top 12, top 13? Shoot, people might even throw him in the top 10. They'd be blasphemy, but they might even do that. So, number three, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has the third most to gain if he wins a championship. The first thing he will gain is that bug he has from winning those Golden State championships is now out the window. Let's start there. So now people got to fully give him credit for what he did in Golden State. Because he won back-to-back Finals MVP. Only a few people in NBA history has ever done that. But we won't never talk about it because of the type of team he had. Now, if he wins, he will have three times he won a scoring title. Three times he has won an NBA Finals MVP. And three times he'll be a champion. Do y'all know that the only players that ever done that was LeBron James? Oh, I'm sorry. Not even LeBron James. I'm tripping. The only players that done that. I thought LeBron was the GOAT. The only player that ever done that was Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is the only player that won three scoring titles, three championships, three Finals MVPs. Only person ever done that, and Kevin Durant is going to join conversation with Michael Jordan. So now he will be rivaling Steph's, because now people got him above Steph. Sorry, got Steph above him. If he wins with the Suns, a lot of people are going to say, no, you got to throw KD in front of Steph. A lot of people are going to say that because they played together and he was the best player. And he's in rare air. He's in the conversation with Michael Jordan. So Kevin Durant is third. Number two, y'all, Chris Paul. CP3, Wake Forest alumni. Shout out to Wake Forest. CP3, y'all. Right now, Chris Paul is known for being the fifth, sixth best point guard ever, right? And what's the main reason why he's not solidified as a top five point guard? He doesn't have a ring. So all he has to do is not fumble the bag. Don't be a reason why we lost. Don't be the reason why we almost lost. Be the CP3 you've been all year, the facilitators. All you got to do. Nobody's telling you to win us a game. All you got to do is be the CP3 you always been. Because there only been a few point guards that actually was the best player when they won a championship. Isaiah Thomas, Steph Curry. I mean, you could say Magic Johnson, the man was 6'9". I'm not going to count him. There only been two little players that's the best player, Isaiah Thomas, Steph Curry. So Chris Paul didn't ask you to be the best player. We just want you to get a ring. So if he get a ring, he is solidified, in my opinion, as a top five point guard all time. Top five point guard all time. And that's why he's number two, because it affects his all-time legacy. And last but not least, number one, y'all know, Wardell, Steph Curry. Steph Curry, y'all, Right now, Steph Curry is arguably top 10, right? But he's now, it's like people are forcing it in there because of the people were pressing at the moment last year. They won the championship. They want to squeeze him in there. But who are you going to take out? But if Steph Curry wins and again, he's not just top 10. There's an argument he could jump all the way to top 5, y'all. I'm sorry. There's an argument to be made. He could be a top 5 player all time. Do y'all know that Steph Curry, he'll be a back-to-back Finals MVP? Only 6 players has done that in NBA history. Jordan, Hakeem, Shaq, Kobe, Brown, and KD. But guess what? There have only been 2 former MVPs that won back-to-back championships twice. And that was Jordan and Kobe. I just want that marinade real quick. It's only Jordan and Kobe. All right. So, and last but not least, we're talking about a dynasty. We're talking about Steph Curry dominating. This will be his 5th title in 9 years, y'all. Like, come on. So, this will impact if Steph Curry wins, even though he has the most rings out of all these guys. If he wins, he still has the most game because he will automatically be a top 10 player all time if he wins again. I'm sorry. You got somebody got to go. And those are not so average top 5. What y'all think, fellas?
That's not a bad list. Now, I think you could move some pieces around.
Okay.
But I'm not. Mm-hmm. It's not like a hard disagreement. I'll be honest. Like.
Okay.
All your points make sense. So I like it. But me personally. Mm-hmm. I would probably put Chris Paul 1. I feel like he has the most to gain because of everything you named about him. I think Steph is solidified as one of the greatest point guards of all time. And I think no matter what happens now, I think eventually he's going to end up in the top 10. That's just me. Kevin Durant has 2 rings, and if he doesn't get it this year, he can get it next year. I think the time is ticking on Chris Paul. The time is ticking on him. So he has only but so much time to be able to get to that. And I think he needs it. He needs it more than anyone on here, I believe. Embiid is young still. He still has a shot to be able to get it, even though he would definitely gain a lot if he was to win it. Off from everything he's named. And I squinted a little bit when you said best player in the world, but now after I thought about what he can do as far as him and his ability, I agree. He can definitely take over as best player in the world because he's a better offensive player than Giannis. I think that's without question. He can shoot better. He can score better. He's a better free throw shooter. He's a better 3-point shooter than Giannis. And he's just as good as a passer. So I think that's it there. And they're both great defensively. So he definitely has opportunities to do that. I was just personally put Paul 1.
All right. Can I just have a quick time? So look, the reason why I didn't put CP3 number 1 because his game has something to do with him being a top 5 point guard. This won't put him in top 3 and all that stuff. He would go from like 6 to 5. He would just be not. He'll be 5. We talking about Steph Curry being a top 10 player all time. And we're talking about capping off a dynasty. After Kevin Durant. You know, like this dude would have more rings without Kevin Durant than with Kevin Durant. So I think that Steph Curry could solidify himself being the top 5 player. Like he could literally be, like you could argue that if he wins another ring. That's the reason why I put them above. And let me just comment too. J-Mo had a great, I knew someone was going to bring this up. Great point though. As a back-to-back MVP, Jokic should got to be there. Now look. I thought about this. If Jokic win the championship, where are we going to put him all time, though? Like, he's still not going to be, like, a top 15 player all time.
That's true.
You feel me? So that's one reason. Now, best player of the world, Jokic is still a liability defensively. I think if Jokic wins a finals MVP this year, people will still look at Giannis as the best player in the world. So I look at Joel Embiid and Jokic. If Joel Embiid wins, people will actually say Joel Embiid will be the best player in the world. That's the only reason why I didn't put Jokic on there, because of that main reason right there. I understand what he'll be doing. Back-to-back MVP. He might win this year. Now, if he win this year, we got a different story, but I don't think he'll win. Back-to-back MVP plus NBA Finals, then that's a huge accomplishment, but sad to say, but it's not going to carry a bunch of weight that it should carry, if that makes sense. Tomo.
Joe.
Okay.
We meet again. We need to shuffle the deck a little bit, buddy. Me and Dave definitely agree that CP3 needs to be number one. Like, I understand what you're saying about him being jumping from the player list that he's in, but as far as his overall legacy, CP3 would probably jump in the chest and tell you, bruh, I need to be number one. For the simple fact that I'm the only player that still needs a ring for people to respect me. That's why. I understand what you were saying about the rankings and everything, but as far as like overall, his overall legacy in the NBA, that ring will solidify and give him the respect that he deserves. Because most people right now, they don't give Chris Paul the respect he deserves. So him being number two, he would even tell you like, nah, bro, that ain't it. Number two, I put Joel Embiid. He would have the most to gain as well. Because look at it. Again, we say he's crying. Some people would say he cry every time you don't get the MVP. He's crying for votes. But what better way to show your dominance is to make this run and win a ring? And then when you win the ring, depending upon who comes out the West, if the 76ers beat one of those teams out the West and Embiid is one of the best players, oh, come on. Respect is through the roof. Like, through the roof. There's nothing else people can say about him. Like, the tummy aches, all them jokes got to go. They got to go.
I like the James Harden thing too. I think with this list,
strip club, man.
Shut up. I think easily with this list, you could put it, everyone on the list could have been someone without a ring.
No, that's not what it's about.
I'm not saying that's what it should have been about. I'm just saying it could have. I'm not saying it should be. It could have. I'm not saying it should be.
Let me ask you a question. If the Philadelphia 76ers win the championship, does that really move the needle of where James Harden goes all time?
It more so affects Embiid. That's why I know why he's talking about James Harden.
Because James Harden was the best player for many years. Like, he was one of the best shooting guards in the league.
Yeah. And he's clearly not now.
He's not that guy. You know, he's gonna get a Clyde Drexler ring for real.
Yeah. Like if he was in Houston, it'd be different.
Like, it's basically a Clyde Jackson ring when Hakeem won. That's basically what it's going to be. Yeah. So that's why I didn't put him up there. Now, Chris Paul is different, because Chris Paul won't be the best player. He's a point guard. James Harden was a shooting guard, led the league in scoring, all that stuff. When he was the best player, he didn't get it done. Now, Chris Paul is a point guard. That's why he's different from James Harden. Now, James Harden is a point guard too, but he didn't have his heights as a point guard. He had his heights as a shooting guard. So that's why I put that. Go ahead.
I would say we agree at number three with KD. I got Kawhi at four and Steph at five.
Dang, Steph at five? Because Steph is the only person who could be top 10 if he won a championship. Why is he not number one?
Because he has the most rings.
Yeah, we're looking at it.
He has the most rings out of everybody on this list.
This is what y'all looking at.
I think he's the best player out of everybody on this list.
I think y'all looking at it differently. Y'all looking at it as who is on the bottom. And could actually, like, that's what y'all looking at. Y'all looking at from the bottom up. You're not looking at, all right, where Steph is right now and where he would be if he won another ring is like this.
Nah.
I'm
talking about as far as how I'm looking at it, my perception of the list. I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at it like, regardless if Steph wins another ring or not, he's earned the respect of the league as him being one of the most deadliest shooters. So that right there is enough to get him in that top 10 range.
No, it's not. He's not top 10.
But hold on. So last year, when they won the ring, when they won their first ring without KD, that's all the talk was. It was like, he got to do it without Kevin Durant. Once he did that, there's no more pressure.
So, Tomo, you're looking at it differently. Y'all ain't saying because he's a made man.
He is.
The question is, who has the most to gain? Like, from where I'm at to where I could go. That's what it's about. It's not about who could change their whole legacy. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, obviously, Chris Paul get a ring, he's gonna be looked at differently. I get it. But when it comes to rankings, where is that gonna put him? Like, let's talk about the inches he's gonna gain. Pause. if he wins a ring, Chris Paul. How much is that?
That's a it's foot. A lot. That's a yard.
No, from five, from six to five.
When you getting to six to five? What
all right. If he win a ring, nobody's putting him above Steph Curry. Nobody's putting him above Magic Johnson. Nobody's putting him above Isaiah Thomas. And nobody's putting him above Oscar Robertson. He's not going by those four guys if he win a ring. Now, the only player that's in his way is John Stockton. So people interchange him and John Stockton because they didn't want to win a ring. So if he wins a ring, he just solidifies himself in the fifth spot. That's all he does. Steph Curry wins a ring. He could magically jump Will Chamberlain, Larry. He could jump Larry Bird. He could jump Shaq. He could jump all the. He could even probably jump Kobe if he win a ring. He could probably jump Tim Duncan.
You gotta give us the fine print when you drop in your top five. Because I'm not looking at it like that.
It's about who has the most to gain. Like Steph has.
As in what though? Because gain could mean anything. Because if you're saying gain, Chris Paul definitely has the most to gain out of everybody on this list.
I mean, obviously, like how I explained it. When I gave the top five, I explained why. I explained Chris Paul is up here because he's going to be a top five point guard. That's why I said that. Like he's going to be solidified as a top five point guard. Now, KD, he went on the ring. He won't really move from where he's at that much.
We agree with that one.
Yeah, but Steph Curry will make a tremendous jump from where he's at. Right now, it's like, is he top 10? Is he? If he went on the one, he's top 10, bro. It's like no conversation. And
he's
top
already
10,
top
bro,
10.
He's not above people like Wood Chamberlain. He's not above Larry Bird. He's not above Shaq. All those guys have won most. He only got one Finals MVP. How is he top 10? He got one Finals MVP. That's it. He can't be top 10. There's nobody in the top 10 that got only one Finals MVP.
Steph won an MVP, right?
But
unanimous
Wood Chamberlain,
MVP,
he didn't
right?
Win.
But no, Joe's talking about
finals. Chamberlain won four straight.
I'm talking about finals, okay.
No, I'm talking about he won four straight MVPs. Shaq won an MVP, and he actually what's the name? Won back. He got a three-peat being a finals MVP. That weighs heavy.
So you said MVP or finals MVP? Which one?
Oh, no. All right.
Because you said Wilt won four straight. MVPs. No, talking about finals,
said,
right?
When you mentioned up Steph unanimous, I'm saying Wilt won four straight. That's what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, then you brought up Shaq.
And I brought up Shaq because I said he won an MVP, but Shaq had three finals MVPs. Like Shaq done something that Steph, he has four rings, one finals MVP. And now we all know you should have won an Iguodala one. But you can't be top 10 of that resume. I'm sorry.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say there's no reason why they should have given Iggy that one. No reason why he should have gotten out.
It's because he checked LeBron. That's all.
But he still got
35.
Exactly.
that's. But you know what it was.
But lastly, I want to address this. LeBron wins another ring, Finals MVP. He beat a GOAT. Why? He still got less than Jordan.
We not about
number
to
one. And he's playing a year 20, bro. Like Jordan was done a long time ago. He still got more than him. Even if he wins this year. That's why I'm like, nah. Like LeBron is gonna be where he's at. He's gonna still be two. Like that's why LeBron ain't on his list.
We're gonna get there one day. I think he's top 10 already. We're gonna get there one day. We're gonna agree on one of these lists one day, Joe.
In the off season. Hey, look, I actually got videos online. I did my top 10 list. I got a video for each top 10 person. Go check it out. Steph and I on there. But if he wins, he's top 10 for sure. For sure. Start change. Okay. All right.
That's what I'm saying. We can go down a rabbit hole.
So did AI. So I guess AI is a daggone top 10.
Like, come on. Like, come on. See, I knew you were trying to stay away from that. That's why I left it alone.
You see this? Joe was missing yesterday. Now he's taking shots at both of us today. You see
what I'm saying?
No. It wasn't a shot at Tomo. It just happened to me. Tomo was mad. Like, I was trying to think of someone off the top of the dome who changed the game.
Oh,
it was
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. So, my bad, Tom. All right. There you go,
good.
Y'all.
It's all good.
All right. That was healthy. All right. I'm glad that we all agree with the five. I'm glad we all agree with the five. Appreciate that. Hey, y'all, if you haven't yet, like this video. Hit that like button. Also, subscribe, y'all, to the YouTube channel. We are less than 40 subscribers away from 600. We're getting to 1,000 real fast. And this whole channel going to change up on y'all. Y'all going to be like, whoa, this is ESPN. This is Fox Sports 1. What the world is this? Nah, man, it's Refuse to Lose Sports. All right, so make sure y'all keep subscribing and referring to people. Also, share this video with someone that y'all know. They can always go and rewatch it because they ain't watch it yet. Go and watch it. All right, it's live right now, but you can always go back and watch it. And we're gonna break them up in segments. Look, step wins another ring. T- top five. I'm telling you, he's gonna jump tremendously. But I'm telling y'all, man, me and Jamo, we here, man. We here. Also, appreciate y'all for using that comment section. Y'all was lit in the comments, man. Like always, man. We appreciate y'all so much. All right, y'all always active in the comments. Dave, talk about those. They in the comments, but we gotta get them on the IG chats, man. Talk to them about the IG chat.
Yeah, man. Hey, Mad Chats. I just followed your YouTube page. I just subscribed to your YouTube page. So I want to know what your IG is. We can add you to these chats, man. This is my first time seeing you on the show. So if you're interested in these IG chats, let us know. We're gonna put you on there. And it was another guy, Darren, I believe. That's what the name was. You too. So if you're still watching, we want to see exactly. Yeah, we want to see who you are. But these IG chats, we put everything in there. News, latest updates, doesn't matter what it is, we're putting everything out there. The news about the Commanders finally selling the team. Joe, I know you're happy. I know you're happy.
Yeah, we'll get to our last words.
And we got some.
We got some news too. My bad. Kevin Ollie is interviewing the Pistons coaching job.
Oh wow!
Uh-oh. UConn's Peter's coach.
I forgot you're getting a coach, but the Wizards, man.
I'm sorry, Tombo. I'm sorry, but hey, at least a player of yours and a former player of your team is making some news. So, you know,
for the wrong
you have some time to talk about that. But Tama, I want to give a shout out to you from that Boston episode yesterday. You did great with everything that was going on. You handled it very well. So you deserve, like we said before, you deserve the host of the year award. You get for that what episode, you get that.
Thank you, fellas.
But in these chats, we create segments because of these chats. We have a debate going on now that I'm saying it should be an episode about the transition between NFL and NBA and NBA and NFL.
Oh,
which one is easier? We're trying to figure that out. We want to know what y'all think. So we're gonna bring that to the show. And there's another one that happened in the college football chat that's gonna be happening soon too. About someone who doesn't watch college football or someone who does watch college football.
Oh, so he's taking a shot now.
So we going. No, it's not a shot. It's just reality. He said himself. He said he don't watch college football. So, you know, that's what he said. So we're gonna have something about that, and more likely, my brother may make a stop on that show because I think he got a lot to say on that one too. So, but we got something that's going on there. Shout out to college basketball, especially for women's. It was a great season this year. So shout out to that. But in these chats, we talk about any and everything. Whatever you want to know, whatever you want to find out, we'll bring it all to you first. Before ESPN, before Bleacher Report, before FS1, it doesn't matter what it is, we bring it to you before all of that. So let's make sure that, you know, you like, share, and subscribe. We will be monetized really, really soon.
Yes, it is.
Really soon. And the production is getting better and better. And I haven't made this announcement yet, but it's Autism Awareness Month. So anyone that's autistic or anyone that knows somebody's autistic, definitely love you. Want to make sure that you do whatever you can to make sure that you know that you're important. You're very intelligent. I have a godson who's autistic, and you know that I make sure that he knows that he's very smart, very active, and he's no different from any of us. So with these chats, man, it's entertaining. That's one thing. Got to come with tough skin. Got to have knowledge. Don't come on the show acting a fool, and don't come on here not knowing what you know.
Oh my God!
So that's one thing. We got to set that straight.
Hey, and dude, tell them, because once this music starts playing,
it's over. It's over. Telling you that now, it's over. Hey, we all might wear all black if that happens. So just come prepared. You know, and come to have fun. You know, no one's here to argue with anyone personally. It's all about sports. And we're all brothers at the end of the day. And Soon or later, brothers and sisters, because we want women to be able to be involved with. We know some women out there that got some knowledge. So come on. Come. We want to hear what you guys say too. So that's that. And then the exclusive one is Refuse to Lose Sports. In order to get to that, you got to be on the show and in the comments. If you ain't in there, then sorry, you can't get in. Back to you, Joe.
Let's get it. And look, shout out to Chavo, Cha-Cha. All right, Cha-Cha. Thank you for the jersey. I won as a bonus one. All right. Blaze, shout out to Blaze. Oh, yeah, I made a bet with two Laker guys. Well, one previous Laker guy. Two Laker guys that we would have a better record than the Lakers, which I predicted before the season even started. And that we did, obviously. We were not in the play-in. And we did it for a jersey. So I won us a bonus jersey from one of y'all. I would love that. Appreciate it. And I'm not sure. Keegan Murray or Davion Mitchell, I'll let you know. But probably Keegan Murray. I might get a Malik Monk jersey. He throw me them threes, you know. Might get a Malik Monk one. But look, last words, y'all. Light the beam. Light the beam, man. The beam is going to be lit. I cannot wait until Saturday. I'm break so ready. I wouldn't, yeah. Stuff falling off my table and stuff.
Oh, boy.
Light the beam.
I can't wait to Saturday, man. I'm pumped up, right? So light the beam. Now, before I get to my last words, let me put this one on. Hold up. Hold up. Commanders, throw this one on real quick. You know, I want them to know I'm a Kings fan. You feel me? It's like, honestly, Tom, what, you want to trade for a second?
Excuse me.
All right, look.
I'm not putting that Commanders jersey on. Sorry.
All right, Commanders. The curse is over. Don't y'all think that the timing is so perfect? We got a new owner. At the same time, we get a Eric Bieniemy, y'all. I'm telling y'all, NFC East is worried. Tom will worry a little bit. Tom will happy for me, but he a little worried about the division. I know Kev is sweating. He's sweating harder than me right now. I know Kev is sweating bullets right now. So all I got to say is this. The curse is over, y'all. The curse is over, and I'm going to say it right now, all right? And I'm going to go even higher than this, but I'm booking right now. Playoff team. All right, it's gonna be a playoff team next year, and I might even go further than that. But I'm gonna wait till the all season is over, the NFL draft. But we're not missing the playoffs this year. I get that right now. We are not, Mark. You hear me? We are not missing the playoffs this year. That's all I gotta say about that.
I mean, it's not a big jump.
No, it's not.
Y'all was almost there last season.
It's not.
Shout out to the defenders.
That's not right now. It's gonna go a little up. I see the draft first though and stuff. So.
I am concerned just a little bit, though. I'm not going to lie. I seen what Magic Johnson did for the Largo Town Center. I'm scared to see what he's going to do with that stadium. So, yeah, I had some fun with that.
Okay.
For me, this is a message to the Miami Heat. Win tonight. I need it for the show's sake. Win tonight. Win tonight. I am not trying to deal with Cardo. I'm really not.
You know
I am not trying to deal with Cardo. Win tonight, please. Bam. Look, you're gonna have to have a great game. You're gonna have to put up 30-15, man. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it, but you've done it multiple times this year. You gotta do it. You got to. You got to step up. They out here calling you Bam Adebayo.
Man, I know.
You got to do something, man. Jimmy, I know what you can do, but you can't play that same game you played last time. And Kyle Lowry, if you step up, you won't hear from me ever again. I'll tell you that right now. You won't hear nothing from me ever again. But you balled out last game. Hey, I need some consistency. I need something. So I win. We just win. And San Francisco, Trey Lance, you got the opportunity to take over. You got the opportunity to take it over. I see what you're doing in the offseason. It looks like you're focused. It looks like you're doing whatever you can to solidify yourself as the starter and play well. But I want to see how it's going to translate on the field. And I want you to be healthy. That's another thing. Healthy. So, Kyle, do not run him into the ground again. Please. That's all I got to say about that.
Man, that's insane, man. Miami, y'all got to do something. I did pick the Bulls, but Miami, y'all got to do something. Y'all got my man Dave out here sounding like Escape. What I need from you is, instead of understanding, you need some consistency.
Right.
My last word is just goes to these two players, man. Kyle Kuzma and Spencer Dinwiddie. What are y'all doing? Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all got the media going crazy right now because of some little spat that y'all had from when y'all was ex-teammates. Like, Spencer, we know when you got here, Kyle and all them was here, and the Wizards was doing their thing that first month of October when y'all was players, and then we heard about some rumbling in the locker room and people calling people out. But, Spencer, you the one that got traded. Kyle didn't get traded. And he's talking about getting an extension. So at the end of the day, no matter what you say about what you thought he was in DC for, it's looking like he's that guy. He also is the one that's won a ring. I believe you were also one of the players that were with Kevin Durant and Kyrie when they first got there. And then somehow, someway, you ended up on the Wizards. I mean, you call my man a role player, but sometimes you may need to know your role. Because this is like the third team you've been on since what, the last 2 years? I'm not saying you're a bad guy, but sometimes you just got to know when to let it go, bro. Just let it go. I appreciate it, though, because you're spilling some secrets from the Wizards locker room, and it helps. But other than that, just let it go, bro. And Kyle Kuzma, all this is going to look crazy if Kyle Kuzma don't even sign back to the Wizards. So, I mean, right now, Spencer, you are in the playoffs, and you got to show up now, because now the pressure's on you. You done called out Rick Fox. How you call out Rick Fox? And he got a ring. All the people you calling out were third players on the team that helped that Lakers team win a championship. Stop it, bro. Just stop it.
Listen, if they ain't going to treat you the way you should, just let it go. All right? Shout out to Keisha Cole. All right.
I want to give a shout out to Vaughn, too, because I forgot to say this. Because we had a bet as well about whose team was going to win the series, and we won. And he got me. That's my guy Vaughn. And shout out to his parlay chat. You know, shout out to his parlay chat. That's his chat that he has. So if you want to get in, you got to hit him up.
Hold on, he got you the shirt. You got it?
I just talked to him on IG not too long ago. He's ordering it right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you had it. I say, should I?
They've been cleaning up.
If I had it, then I would show it, of course.
Yeah, we'll put it on him. I say, well, hey.
Oh, you know I will.
Monday.
You know I will. If I get it, you will see that. You will see it on.
Let's get it. Okay.
I know we're closing the show out. Dave, how many best have you won since you've been on the show? I've been seeing you put on hoodies, shirts. Like, you've been winning since you've been on the show, bro.
Let's see. I won against Ty. I beat Ty in the bet. I beat Mark in the bet.
You got Worm.
I got Worm. I lost two though.
Beat J-Mo with a TK Sweets.
Yeah, I beat J-Mo too, and. Dang, I have been winning a lot of bets. I told you, I don't really lose when it comes to bets.
I'm good.
And I got another one coming up. Kev, get worried.
Yeah. Can't wait. Thursday.
Get worried. Get worried. So not next week, the week after. Be worried.
Also, y'all, we are doing a live NFL draft episode during the first round of the NFL draft. All right, so it's going to be lit. Make sure y'all tune into that. So that's all we have for y'all today. And we'll see y'all next episode.
Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.